The winning continues. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For anybody who still has doubts, the president made it clear again this week that we are winning in Iraq.
We'll deny them safe haven, and we will defeat them where they have made their stand.
He also said that the enemy we are winning against is the same enemy that hit us on 9/11.
We are fighting bin Laden's al-Qaeda in Iraq.
All good news. In fact, this means that we've been winning now in Iraq for over 4 years, 4 months, and 7 days. Because not only did we win the original battle in April of 2003, but I went back into the archives and found that we were winning in August of 2003.
Our people have done a really good job hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Shib, or whatever the guy's name was. Sorry, Ramzi, if I got it wrong.
We were hauling in so many terrorists, we couldn't even get their names straight. We were winning back in February of 2004.
I keep saying in my speeches, two-thirds of known al-Qaeda leaders have been captured or killed, and that's the truth.
We continued to win in August of 2004.
I mean, we were dismantling al-Qaeda as we knew it.
And in May of 2005, elections were held in Iraq. The winning continued.
I think the Iraqi people dealt the insurgents a serious blow when we had the elections.
By October 2005, the Iraqi army was standing up.
There are over 30 Iraqi battalions in the lead.
And the result of all that winning? Well, the president this week quoted the latest intelligence, which described al-Qaeda as having
unmatched operational strength.
So it's your classic win-win situation. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.